Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom and real talk to navigate this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like you're holding back, bottling things up? Like there are certain emotions you just can't let out without judgment or fear? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Allowing ourselves to feel and express those emotions is actually essential for growth, connection, and living a truly authentic life. Think about it, when we suppress our emotions, they don't just disappear. They fester, build up pressure, and can eventually explode in unhealthy ways. Anger, sadness, fear, these are all valid human experiences. Ignoring them doesn't make them go away, it just makes them harder to deal with in the long run. So, how do we create that safe space where we can truly let our emotions flow? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, start with yourself. Practice self-compassion. That means being kind and understanding towards yourself, even when you're feeling vulnerable or messy. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a good friend going through something tough. You wouldn't judge them harshly, right? So why do we often do that to ourselves? Remember, emotions are not weaknesses, they are signals. They're telling us something about what we need, what's important to us, and what might be causing us stress or discomfort. Second, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who truly listen and support you without judgment. We all need that village, those individuals who create a space where we feel comfortable being ourselves, even when it means sharing our fears, insecurities, or frustrations. It's not about finding people who always agree with us, it's about finding those who accept us for who we are, flaws and all. Third, get creative with expression. You don't have to be a poet or an artist to express your emotions. Find what works for you. Journaling, dancing, painting, talking it out with a trusted friend, or even just taking a walk in nature and letting your thoughts flow freely. The point is to find outlets that allow you to process and release those feelings in a healthy way. Fourth, practice active listening when others are sharing. When someone opens up to you, give them your full attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to what they're saying. Don't interrupt, offer unsolicited advice, or try to fix their problems unless they ask for it. Sometimes, people just need a safe space to be heard and understood. And finally, remember that vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to open up and let others see our true selves, especially the parts we might consider flawed. But by embracing vulnerability, we build stronger connections, foster empathy, and create a more authentic and meaningful life. Now, picture this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a project deadline and a mountain of emails. Maybe you're even dealing with some personal stress at home. Ever felt that pressure building inside, like you're about to burst? In that moment, it's easy to shut down, keep things bottled up, or lash out in frustration. But what if instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings, and said something like, "Wow, I'm feeling really stressed right now. This project is definitely challenging me." By simply voicing your emotions, you create space for yourself to process them. You might even find that by sharing your experience with a colleague or trusted friend, you feel a sense of relief and support. So there you have it, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't about being overly sentimental or dramatic, it's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience with authenticity and courage. Remember, allowing yourself to feel and express your emotions is not a sign of weakness, but a strength that fosters growth, connection, and genuine living. Keep practicing those takeaways, share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, and join the conversation on social media using #EverydayStoicism. Let's keep building that space together. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, stay focused.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.